This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
My name is Mistress Carrie. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And of course, today is the Friday before Veterans Day, which is coming up on Monday. And so I have a couple friends with me here in the WAAF studio. And I guess I'll just let you introduce yourselves and you can talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend and all of the work that you guys do.
Yeah, wonderful.
So Andy, you can go first.
Neil.
I'm sorry.
No worries. Of course not. Andy was supposed to be here.
Oh, okay. That's why I got it in
totally,
my head.
Totally.
Yeah.
So my name is Neil Cohen. I'm with an organization called Special Ops Survivors. We've been doing this for 16 years now, going on 17, but our mission is to take care of widows. We call them spouses. They affectionately call themselves widsters and the widow posse, but we call them spouses. And their heroes were all part of Special Ops, which includes Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, which would be MARSOC, Navy Special Forces, Army Special Forces, or Operations, sorry, Army Special Forces, and then Air Force Special Operations. And we do a whole variety of things for these survivors for the past 16 years.
And these are stories that, you know, we've talked about the special operations community in the past, that there's so much weight being put on them to carry so much of the war burden.
Yes.
But they're missions that we don't get to hear a lot about.
That's correct.
We don't know who these people are until sometimes years later when these missions are declassified. And then you have to remember, wait, they're regular people too, these special operators who obviously have spouses and children and families that are not as open in the populace as other veterans because of the nature of their spouse's service.
That's 100% accurate. And just to put that into perspective a little bit, at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, you have 82nd Airborne, which are regular Army but paratroopers. Within that base, you also have 3rd Special Operations Group. And then on that base, they don't even call themselves by the name that I'm not going to repeat, but they're part of JSOC.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only explained as behind the fence.
Right.
So if one of these women sees another woman, maybe in the 82nd Airborne, and they're at the grocery store, and they say, oh, what does your husband do? She can only say they're behind the fence.
Right.
That's how secret they are. And Emily can talk more about this than I can.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
it. Yeah.
You know, you are one of these spouses.
Yes.
And so you can speak firsthand as to what it's like to be married to an operator.
Well, my late husband would just say that he was in the Army. And the more you pressed him, he would just say more about, he'd say, well, you know, I do the Army things. And then he was from Arizona, but he told people he drove a Zamboni if they pressed him too much. And I was like, that's not the world's most plausible. Like, you literally are a barrel-chested freedom fighter from Arizona. They don't have a lot of Zambonis there.
Yeah, so there's not a lot of ice in Arizona. They got some.
Humility. This is a community with a lot of humility that these are not the people that are going to tell you exactly what they're doing and how great they are at it. We live the way we live because they are good at it and because we'll never know how good they are at it. So the quiet professionals. And so
these are the people that, you know, our only exposure to these war fighters is usually through the books and the movies that they make about the missions that they go on. But they are legitimately the ones that we see on the big screen. They're real people that are doing these amazing things. So can you tell me a little bit about your husband and his service?
I absolutely can. So my late husband, Gil, he died in 2005 from acute combat-related illness. It's still kind of a mystery exactly what took his life. But he actually went to the Air Force Academy and then cross-commissioned into the Army so that he could have more mud. So these are people that enjoy and thrive on the most austere conditions possible. I tell people that he really liked to do things the hard way, but that probably shouldn't apply to our marriage. But I'm actually not sure. So, you know, he was, he actually, we were talking, he actually did some of the human remains recovery from the Pentagon at on 9/11. So he was served in the old guard and then became an operator. And it was what he always wanted to do because it was the hardest thing that he could think of for himself. He wanted to know that he could hold himself to a high standard, the highest possible standard in everything. And, you know, one of the things that is so great about special operations survivors is that, you know, you want, if your better half dies, you know, you want to make sure that you're holding yourself to that same high standard. But it's really hard because grief is hard. And everybody, grief is hard for everyone. And so this organization really helps to make sure that we're able to fulfill, live up to those high standards that they live, that we want to live that way too.
I mean, I know that the WAAF audience is very patriotic, very proud in support of our military members and veterans. And, you know, when you are a military spouse, you the community wraps itself around you in your time of need. I've seen it 1,000 times over that if someone has been injured or, you know, that the community comes out financially, emotionally. But can you speak about what it's like to be the spouse of an operator that, you know, you've only got that very small special operations community that you can rely on because no one else is allowed to know what it is that you're going through, especially during a deployment.
Right. Well, I think everybody can probably relate to that feeling of what happens when you walk into a room and everything that you thought was, you were feeling pretty great for a while and all of a sudden then you're everyone's worst nightmare. So, you know, being the spouse of a survivor or anyone who knows who's going through any sort of grief or traumatic event, you know, you go from feeling included and feeling really certain of who you are and with a sense of purpose to knowing that people don't want to be you at all. They don't want to, they don't even want to think about being you. And so it's really hard to go from, I call it, you know, you're on the top floor of the Barbie dream house. You know, even if you're on post housing, like still Barbie dream house, you're living the dream, you're doing what you want to do, to all of a sudden it's like an instant crash overnight. And the only thing you can do then is try to be the best version of the worst case scenario. And you have to find people that can help you do that.
And if I can step in a little bit.
Yeah, sure, Neil, of course.
That's where we come in, Miss Carrie, is Mrs. Carrie is...
You can just call me Carrie. It's fine. Okay. It's not an official military title, mistress. I don't get chevrons or anything.
I don't whip, Neil.
I know, that's right, but you do have a cool call signal, so you're official. But that's where we step in, is every single one of these ladies live a secret life. In fact, some of these were... had college degrees, master's degrees, even doctorates. They gave up their lives to follow their husbands who protect us on missions that we'll never know about, like you said.
Yeah.
And they're completely taken from a community to a secret community. They left their family. They left their job. They come into a secret community. When that guy dies heroically, they're displaced. They get a knock on the door. And Emily, I'm sorry if I'm so blunt, but people need to know this. They get a knock on the door. There's a flag ceremony. And really, there is a community, like you said, it goes away.
Right.
And we're there when the pieces fall apart and all the happy, the goodness of people coming together from such a devastating happenstance, Special Ops Survivors comes in and we pick up the pieces. And we've been doing that 16 years. And I'd like to say, brag a little bit about us, is out of 45,000 military nonprofits, we're the only one in this space. There's no one has ever duplicated what we do, and we're specifically spouses. We do help children kind of offsetting, but spouses are our main goal, because if we don't have a strong spouse, the kids don't have a chance anyway.
Right.
So there's plenty and plenty of things out there for children. Our goal is if the spouse is not strong, that kid doesn't have a chance. And that's what we do. And one of the biggest things we do for them every year, once or twice a year, is we have a conference somewhere in the country. It's called a resiliency conference. And we bring them all together. They've all walked those footsteps.
Well, they're the only people that can really understand.
That's it.
And you can empathize as much as you want.
Absolutely.
But until you're a member of that club, which is a club you don't want to be a part of. Mm-hmm. But when you are a part of that club, the only one that's going to understand is someone else that's been through
it. And even members of the board, who we're all volunteers in this. For 16 years, we're all volunteers. We're outsiders at these events. We stay back. We put it together for them. But it's peer-to-peer. And there's laughing and crying and serious things. And we bring in some of the best speakers in the country. Some people have been on the Oprah Winfrey Show. We bring in talent to do team building.
Some people should be on the Oprah Winfrey
Show. Yeah, I go, Emily should be on the show. But we do a whole weekend of positivity and be better, do better every day. But we're also there to hold hands. And we actually let the spouses hold each other's hands because they've been through it. No one can duplicate what they've been through.
Right.
And we just facilitate all that. And we do that with all kinds of programs throughout the year.
Can you guys hang out for a bit?
We'd love to.
Okay, so we're going to give you a chance to talk about some of the specific programs and then obviously how the audience can get behind and support this initiative. It being the Friday before Veterans Day weekend, we wanted to shine a light on the special ops survivors. And we'll be back with more coming up on WAAF. The Friday before Veterans Day, and we were talking with Neil from the Special Ops Survivors or Special Operations Survivors? Special Ops Survivors. I want to get you a little bit closer to that microphone so people can hear you.
Yeah.
And then Emily, who is a Special Operations spouse.
Yes.
And so you can speak directly on the benefits and the programs that they offer and where people's donations will go to.
Absolutely. You know, I think we mentioned before, everybody kind of loses a sense of community. And I think everybody, the thing that everybody can relate to is that, you know, grief is hard. Losing people is hard. And what happens is that you also lose your identity. And so everyone has to kind of put that back together. And in the special ops community, you know, that's a little bit harder because you kind of lose some of your roots. And so what organizations like Special Ops Survivors do is they help us put those lives back together. So personally, I've received education grants. I went to school at Mass Maritime.
Know that you're not from Massachusetts, not from Emily. I'm just saying your accent gives you away
a little bit. But I did go to Mass Maritime, so I get to be a little bit.
We are an honorary Masshole. We'll let you in.
Honorary. And they helped me pay for my education. Got a master's from Mass Maritime, paying now for some other continuing education for me. So it's a path to a future. You know, it's always hard after any kind of tragedy to find and define that path to a new future. And you need people to help you. And so that's one of the reasons I love the people of Massachusetts is because this is where I came to land and put my life back together.
And I think a lot of people, until they come here, don't realize how patriotic and how supportive of the armed services and our military troops and veterans the people of Massachusetts are. I think sometimes people down south, out in Texas,
they're like, Yankees.
And they don't understand.
Yankees, they don't get it. Yeah.
But we're also very proud of the fact that it all kind of started here.
I
tell my friends down south, like, we invented America. You're welcome. They hate that, but
yeah,
it's true.
They love it. Yeah. It's
really cool. So I want to tell people how they can get involved and support Special Ops Survivors, because it is, of course, the Friday before Veterans Day weekend. And so if you're looking to do something, maybe you come from a military family, or more often than not, you don't have any military ties at all. And, you know, when you look at a weekend like this where it's all about thanking and paying tribute to those that have served in all branches, in all eras of the military, that you just want to do something to support our veterans community. So how can people get involved?
Yeah. So first, thank you for having us on.
Of course.
And just learning about you. Your patriotism rocks, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's my honor.
Strong communities.
The station really rocks.
That's right.
The station does rock. But
it says it on the wall, so we have to.
I feel like I'm in Kaiser Soze movie, whatever it was.
Hey, Kaiser Soze,
So, but thank you for that.
Yeah, and of course.
We have inroads with regular Army, including SOCOM, which is the tip of the spear, and also Air National Guard. So you really are a true patriot, so thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'm like you. I never served, and I looking back, you can't feel guilty about life because you never progress.
But you're doing your part, Neil, and that's important.
That's how I give back. It's the only way I know how to give back, and I'm honored every day. It's an honor of my lifetime to be able to do this. So anybody who's listening can go to our website, specialopssurvivors.org, and learn about us. And if you feel kind today, if everyone's in a different financial perspective, but if you can afford $10 or $1,000, whatever you can afford, please donate to 36413 to SOS.
And so you want to text the message SOS to the text line 36413.
Yes, and I'll let you know that 86 cents to every dollar goes to programming. We're proud of that number. We've been consistent with that number for over a decade. We take pride, and we're all volunteers, and a major majority of that money goes right to Emily and her sisters. Mm-hmm.
So we, if anybody following on my social media or whatever, yes. I'll tweet out those numbers, tweet out the website. I'll put them up on my Facebook page as well.
Yep.
And then good luck in the Spartan race tomorrow, right? So tomorrow it's going to be very cold.
Yes, it is.
And you guys are all going to be out at Fenway because the Spartan race is taking over Fenway Park.
That's right. And we've been involved with Spartan race. They're headquartered in Boston. I'm from Massachusetts. For 5 years now, we are now a named charity of Spartan, and it just made sense to everyone. I was pounding their doors for 5 years, and now the door's finally kicked open. But the guys that we honor, the heroes who've died, are Spartans, and the spouses they left behind to live a life that they're proud of are Spartan wives. And it just totally fit into their mission, and it's our mission. So it's a perfect fit. If you want to stop by Fenway tomorrow, you
can find us. There's, 200 teams doing the Spartan race tomorrow?
We have over 200 racers. We have about 12 teams.
Wow.
And we have guys, we have Green Berets there, we have Navy SEALs there, we have Mass State Troopers there. It's going to be an event.
And so we got to thank all of the Spartan racers that are raising all of this money, because this is where some of that money that you're raising is going.
A lot of it is going there.
Yeah.
So we thank everyone for being kind to us, patriots to us, and helping our mission.
You can go to the events page at WAAF.com, and there's more details about the Spartan race up there as well. So thank you guys so much for coming in. It was a pleasure to meet you.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Emily, thank you so much, not only for your husband's service and sacrifice, but for yours as well. And of course, on this Veterans Day weekend, we thank everyone that's listening, that it has served, that has a family member that has served. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Our first responders, I mean, thank you, Massachusetts, everybody who's out there.
Well, we're welcome to have you, too. We're honored that this is where you decided to make your home. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Maybe I'll get the R's right.
Sometime. Yeah, we apologize for the attitude in the snow.
No, I apologize for the long vowels.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.